91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. You are in the middle of the lounge. It is our 2017 Rock and Roll Nominee Party, rockhall.com/vote. There's still time to go on there and vote. Jay Giles Band formed right here out of Worcester, Massachusetts. The band started as a Snoopy and the Sopwells. With Giles attending Worcester Polytech Institute for a couple of semesters. 67, they decided to switch their focus, starting to play the electric guitar. I'm definitely not good at doing instruments like that. But anyways, you have to go and vote for the Jay Giles Band. They started becoming nominated in 2005, 2006, 2011, and now most recently they became eligible in 1995. Stephanie, I mean, come on. Can you give them a break? Just give them a break. Stephanie?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
I'm like, Stephanie, I mean, can we give them a break and just please get them in? They're Boston's own, the Jay Giles Band. Nominations, four consecutive, four times that they've been nominated to get in there. They became eligible in 1995. I mean, what more? What more? That's a tough one, huh?
It sure is. It's, like I said, Danny, long overdue, a lot of these groups. Chic, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The writing genius of Nile Rodgers and, of course, the late Bernard Edwards that formed Chic. And they did so many, you won't believe, I'm Coming Out, Diana Ross, was mm-hmm. written by Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards. Sister Sledge's Lost in Music, We Are Family was written by them, Upside Down, Diana Ross was written by them, He's the Greatest Dancer, written by them. So he did a lot, and that's just a few of them that I could think, of off the top of my head, but of course, the genius of that writing group. So, a lot of these people very, very overdue for this nomination.
And people that are listening, this is WMFO Medford, Boston, in the middle of the lounge. And that time we'll be getting into Stephanie's vault. Stephanie, what a treat do we have this week for the listeners, huh?
We do. We have in my vault this week, Danny, we have, of course, songs that are not, from these particular nominees. And we're going to start off with a real good one that's going to get everybody on their feet and move around and stay warm. So let's do this.
This
is Chic.
91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Love the time, always in too soon. Everybody.
Stephanie's Vaults, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind, can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes.
Yes, 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston, in the middle of Stephanie's Vault. 2017 Rock and Roll nominee party in effect.
I'm not the one that you'll be shooting for. I'm not the one who's coming back for more. You talking in your sleep.
You know
I don't have to tell you twice. Going
round and round,
never touching down. You'll be breaking it, and I'm not the one that you'll be taking it.
You know why.
Try to crack the shell.
You know why.
When you fake, it's hard to tell. The wind.
goodness. What a great vault. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Stephanie's Vault, our 2017 Rock and Roll nominee party. And Stephanie, I must say, wow. Wow, wow.
Yeah, well, you know, Danny, it was really easy because it's, you know, like you mentioned earlier, such a great list to choose from. So me, of course, being a Chaka Khan fan, we did Any Love with Rufus. That was actually Rufus featuring
yes.
Chaka Khan. We kicked things off with Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards, the founders of Chic, with, of course, Everybody Dance, Clap Your Hands. And then we went from that. We got our sexy on with a little Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I was having a costume malfunction here.
Do you remember that? Oh, with Justin Timberlake. Oh.
With That's the Way Love Goes. The Cars, Boston group. I mean, gotta love it. In fact, you know, the leader of that band, Rick Ocasek, used to be a very frequent customer of a nightclub in Lansdowne Street area called Spit. And I used to go there, and actually he was my dance partner. But he was a permanent fixture there, and he was a really cool
Spit?
Dude. Send over drinks and everything. And then, of course, the answer, my friend, is Blowing in the Wind, Miss Joan Baez. And, of course, that was a song written by the great Bob Dylan. And, you know, I'm a big Bob Dylan fan. So I picked that one in particular because it was also a big year for him. Once they found him, he won the
right?
Pulitzer Prize for Literature, and that was also long overdue. He is a literary genius, so we killed two birds with one stone on that one. But, like, it was a great week to do. It was great, just a great list all around, Danny.
And the thing is that people can still vote. rockhall.com/vote, so there's no excuse. You want to get someone in there. They extended the vote in the 2017 Rock and Roll Nominee Party is going to continue. Steph is going to be hanging out. We're going to get to the shout outs before 10 o'clock. Don't you worry. A couple people checked in and said they want their shouts. We got them. Don't you worry. You want to get a last minute shout in? Hit us up on our Facebook page, Lounge Radio Show, or 855-915 WMFO. Hang on. This is 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Now back to more freeform music on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Streaming online at WMFO.org.
Sure, they can be done, young and old. This is AJ Edwards.
This is Chris D'Angelucci.
We're Stillwell Angel.
We're Anarch Angel.
This is Michael Bernier, and you're listening to The Lounge.
91.5.
WMFO.
Rock on!
The Lounge.
Bye.
91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. They would be dancing if they win the 2017 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If they get inducted, how awesome would that be for Chic? Because they don't have just one. They don't have two. Not even five. Keep going. Not even eight or nine. 11 nominations. They became eligible in 2002. And Stephanie, 11. Come on, 11 nominations. I think we have to just say, you know, Chic, we're going to let you in.
Let them in.
Seriously, you've been trying for 11 years. Let them in. They started in 2003 all the way. And I just think, you know, they have to get in there. And, you know, Rolling Stones ranked them one of the 500 singles of all time. Good. Hey, let me back up. Yowza, yowza, yowza. That's what we do.
Jazz hands are going.
You're not even in studio to see this. It's crazy.
But I can just tell.
Good Times, which was ranked on the Rolling Stones 500 Greatest Singles of All Time, made Chic the awesome disco band that they are. And, you know, just some color on Chic.
Well, like I said, that group was composed of Lucy Martin and Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers, of course, being the brains of that group. And they did so many great songs of their own. But like I had mentioned earlier, they did songs for Sister Sledge, Diana Ross. They did some work with Steve Winwood. They did the song for Michael Bolton, Can I Touch You There? That was also written by Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards. Sadly, we lost Bernard Edwards a couple of years ago. He lost his life with a battle of pneumonia. But they've been writing right along for, you know, other people as well as themselves, definitely. And he's a great guy. I got a chance
for sure
to meet him.
You did, that's right.
Years back at another station, we had them, and he was just so down to earth, just like, you know, anybody else that you would talk to. Really sweet. I had the disco baby with me. She was, I think, maybe 4 months at the time, and he picked her up and coddled her as well as some other people. Just really an all-around great guy as well as being very talented.
And people can still vote rockhall.com/vote, and this is the time, a little bit after 9:30, we get into the local report on what is happening and what is happening in Massachusetts as of 12 a.m. People over the age of 21, kind of like alcohol, are now legally allowed to possess and grow and use limited amounts of recreational pot. So, yes.
I think it's up to like 12 plants.
It's something like that. Who needs to get a couple of plants to be good and have the munchies? No, but seriously, it does help, you know, not just, you know, for your stoners out there that are like, oh, I got to eat. But it really does help for medicinal purposes. And now it is for recreational purposes as well.
So many health issues. They're finding the benefits. In the beginning, we found it to be helpful in the treatment of glaucoma.
Yes.
But now, since then, they found out that it helps a wide, variety of different
cancer,
diseases.
You know, diseases and whatnot. So definitely, you know, it is good for the people of Massachusetts, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? You speak of cancer patients. Not only does it ease the pain, but many cancer patients have a hard time with eating or eating after
and
chemotherapy
helped,
and
right.
the treatments, and it gives them their appetite back
exactly.
as well as giving them some pain relief. So, you know, I'm all for it.
Hey, we're all for it. It is Massachusetts, the state that a lot of things are beginning. And speaking of things that have happened on December 8th at the House of Blues, you had the Boston Music Awards and huge lineup. But I just want to do some touching up on the winners, Artist of the Year, Paris, and Song of the Year for you and I. And Ballroom Thieves, they picked up Live Artist of the Year, Americana Artist of the Year, and Folk Artist of the Year. And Nantucket's own Meghan Trainor picked up Pop Artist of the Year, and the Best Venue, the Sinclair. Claire picked up two. They picked up for the best night, emo night, and best live music venue went to the Sinclair. And something about the Boston Music Awards, Stephanie. You know, you went there with our producer, Evan Myers.
Evan Myers. Yes, I think we've told the story, but it's actually worth a second tell. Evan Myers and I both attended the Boston Music Awards. I want to say maybe it was 1990 or 1991. Talking maybe like 26 years ago.
Who's putting
the
a number?
They had honored Aerosmith, among the other greats that were there. Charles and Eddie were there. Also Berklee alumni. I got a shout out to my alumni from Berklee College of Music right here in Boston. But we went, and it was really cool because Evan and I got our, you know, chance to schmooze our way into the after party and actually hang out with some great groups like Aerosmith. And it's a funny story, they talk about somebody being very personal, Steven Tyler. A real all-around great guy, very personal. And he had his hands in my ear all night long saying, wow, I love that. I just love some of your hair. I love some of your hair.
Oh,
and all night long, his hands were glued to my scalp and going through my hair. You know, and that tickled Evan a lot. We got a really, you know, big kick out of that. And we were with, you know, people like the late, great Boston, you talk about Boston Radio, Dale Dorman was there with us, as well as, you know, other great people. It was just an all-around great
night.
Being followed around by Steven Tyler all night kind of boosted my ego a little bit, so that was pretty cool.
The stories. All right, that's going to wrap up our local report. Steph is going to hang on. We got about 15 minutes, but I think we're going to go a little bit into overtime tonight here to get all the music. Going to go right into it. It is our 2017 Rock and Roll Nominee Party here on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
I don't mind you coming here, wasting all my time. 'Cause when you're standing oh so near, I kinda lose my mind. It's not the perfume that you wear, it's not the ribbons in your hair.
Freeform Station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Let the good times roll. Let them knock you around. Let the good times roll. Let them make you a clown. Let them leave you up in the air. Let them brush you rock and roll. And let the good times roll.
second nomination, 2017 Rock and Roll Nominee Party on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston, The Cars. And, of course, you know that The Cars are from Massachusetts. Boston originated in Massachusetts. And a little bit of stuff that I want to talk about here. Their first show that they actually played was at the Pease Air Force Base in New Hampshire on December 31st, 1976. And spent the early part of 1977 playing throughout New England and developed songs that would ultimately be on their debut album, their nine song demo tape, which was recorded in early 1977. And soon What I Needed was getting huge airplay on Boston radio stations. You guys will know this, WBCN and WCOZ. And by virtue of that, the band was signed to Electric Records. And as of 2001, they've sold over 23 million albums in the United States. And obviously, the rest is history. You know that the band broke up in 1988. All right, we're going to go to one last block here for the 2017 Rock and Roll Nominee Party. We're going to check in with Stephanie Chu. And last but not least, we are going to get to your shout-outs. Thank you for waiting patiently. We're going to run a little bit past 10 o'clock, but it's okay. It is okay. We hope you're staying warm because it is darn cold out. We'll have that and so much more when we wrap things up after this block here on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Reach out, touch faith. You're wrong.
such faith.